It's time for the Gizwiz with Mad's maddest writer, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 2017, recorded Thursday, December 5th, 2024. Stick to it! On this episode of the Gizwiz, Diggity has a sticky situation, an external sound mixing board, and I have an all-Chad crappy corner plus Moe's 360-degree videos. All next on the Gizwiz!
It's the Sandman Show with Dicky D and OMG Chad on your PC. It's time for the Gizwiz because gadgets are his business. They've got a gizmo sickness, geek disease.
Under pathology,
rows and rows of USBs, growing glowing LEDs. Get ready for the Gizwiz now.
Now, and here is our UFO expert, Dick DiBartolo. Are aliens real, Dickie D? We need to know.
Yes. How are you? I'm good.
Good. Doing great myself.
Excellent. Yeah.
Right off the top, a little bit of housekeeping. If you are a loyal patron, Patreon supporter, you may be wondering, why didn't we get a poll this month? We are having technical difficulties with Patreon. Still in the support email stages, so no poll this month. So I chose my own. So we'll have to see what that is in the crappy corner coming up next.
I voted too. The thing is, the choices, all three choices, were the same. So
they were all very similar last month.
Yes,
is the issue. Anyway. Yeah, they were all the same. Mine, whatever I chose.
Yes, exactly.
Anything happened with you this last week?
Boy, nothing thrilling, but I noticed something went by last week and said, we need a Fios update.
Ooh, and Fios.
Yes, so now it's coming up to a month. The last time they were here, I was not here, but when I went out in my backyard, I saw this.
Ooh.
And so this is...
That's a wire bundle. Yes.
Now, part of it is, I think, Sure Call, I think that is connected to the gas heating system because the landlord can adjust the heat from his phone.
I see.
But the other thing, the white stuff, the guy said the white stuff is a new thin cable.
Oh, this stuff?
That's what he said. I think he was mistaken.
Yeah, maybe he was mistaken. Yeah. No, this is just ribbing.
I know. I said to the guy, are you sure? And he said, I think so.
No, that guy didn't.
I think
not
they just used that
about.
To tie up the tie up the Fios cable.
Yeah, no, I see this rope on like big rigs and stuff. Like, I don't know. I think this is just like a special type of nylon rope.
And now a month has gone by and nothing.
So, nothing.
Who knows?
The cable is there. They're slowly, as fast as the internet will be, the rollout will be slow. Wow. Well, it's happening slowly but surely.
You know, well, you know, we should tell people we have a slight change in January.
True.
We are going to do our best of and worst of show all on January 2nd. So Chad can go off to CES.
Woohoo! Go to Vegas, see some gadgets, record gadgets, get hands-on with the weirdest that CES has to offer. Last week, we announced our fundraiser, and oh my gosh, already we are getting generous donations. Last I looked, it was at 12%, which is amazing. Absolutely amazing.
Great.
So thank you to our supporters, to our fans, to the Gizwiz fans. So thank you.
Yeah, that's so fantastic. So far Chad's about 400 miles from Las Vegas. So Keep putting that money in.
I think I'd be in Atlanta, maybe. Okay. I think, yeah. So there might be a CES unveiled in Atlanta, maybe. I don't know.
Coming up from Florida.
Yeah. I think, no. So anyway, great news with that too. But yes, January will be a bit of a schedule change with the best of, worst of, and then, and those will be the first two episodes of the new year. And then we will go into CES content for the rest of January, typically.
It'd be perfect. It'd be perfect. And this year, even though I was turned down last year, this year I was accepted into CES, even though I am not attending in person. But I needed to get all the press releases to read them and tell Chad and Josh
where to go. Yes. So I think it's written into my contract that I don't read. It's written in that, that I didn't read that, but someone told me.
Exactly. So this year, I got turned down last year, and I finally called.
But didn't Dennis get accepted?
Yes. Dennis got accepted. I didn't.
That it can't. You can't write that, folks. You cannot write that.
So this year, one of the things was send us a photo or something of you at work. I don't know what they wanted. I had a picture of Shapiro, the head of CES. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Of us laughing and talking, Gary and I.
Was he holding his book, too?
Yes, exactly right. Yes, exactly. I said, here's Gary and I at CES talking and laughing. And I said, oh, okay, you can come.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, that's pretty good, honestly. Use that photo every year from now on.
Yes, exactly.
That's the best in. Exactly. That is amazing. Okay, well, I guess let's jump into some gadgets, shall we?
Okay, let's take a peek at a new way to stick things.
Oh.
On GizFizz, we actually have a little sound effects department.
Oh, okay? It's different.
It's a game show online called GizFizz. And for the right answer, we have that. And for the wrong answer, we have that. So I thought, wouldn't it be fun to add more sound effects? Okay. So I went on Amazon and I found this little guy. Okay. The V8 card with, now this is a little soundboard. I have no idea what all these other controls do, but I wanted it for. We could add laughter.
I'm in there too.
Applause. Ding ding ding. Ding ding ding. It sounds like a person
doing ding ding ding.
Yeah, I agree.
Some giggling. And this is kind of. This is like, what do you mean you don't understand me? Take that! I don't know what that is. Okay, we have. Yay! Right answer! Right answer!
Din?
Why is 9277 this?
92...
Chat room, anybody know?
Is that it?
What? Oh, what? Yell is what?
And... Anyway, all right, so...
That is funny.
It's kind of fun. I don't like the fact that the sound clips are so short. And the other thing is I don't know how to hook it up, okay? I did. I knew audio out, so I hooked it up to a little speaker, and I knew power in. I do not know how to hook this up to my computer. Also... For people who are just getting into podcasting, this is like a whole little thing back here. You can add a condenser mic, a USB mic. It has headphones out. You can volume and all of these, you know, bass, treble, backing track, whatever that is. Monitor, I know. Monitor controls this little speaker. Again, I don't know what voiceover is, and ready delay. So the interesting thing about the little V8 is that you can pay whatever you want. I found it 5 times on Amazon for as little as $17, which is what I paid. And I'm not going to go digging for it now, but I'll have Chad go to a link that I'll provide to him. You can buy it for $50, okay?
Oh.
And all of the buttons are the same, except they're labeled different. For example, 9277 might just say song. But all of them are basically this little unit. So if you're looking for a dirt cheap sound card and you want something to play with and you like to plug things in and out, and you just want to spend like $17, you can look for the V8 sound card. So what do you think of that, chat room? Oh, chat room. Oh, chat room. Oh, chat room. Oh, yes. Okay. Okay. It's just a spot. It's just a little spot.
It's just a little video. It's not that big of a video.
Yeah,
just a little gadget.
You don't have to clap. You don't have to clap.
I like it. I like it. I never thought every soundboard that I've ever seen is so customizable, I guess. I've always seen soundboards where you're kind of supposed to add your own. I really like that this one has it built in. That makes it easier, a lot easier.
Sent you a link. The other one now is $40. But when you see it, it's the same thing.
Yeah, it's exactly the same here. What I ended up doing was just searching for it. And yeah, you got it.
Oh, there you go. There, yes.
40, 22, another one that's 40. Yeah. What? Well, yeah, get this. This is the one. The $15, $16 one.
Yeah, with the red buttons. And it seems like the $40 one has blue buttons.
Yeah.
But they're all in the same place. They're all labeled the same. They're all called the V8.
Yeah. Doggy time. Oh,
look at
songs.
Look at, they changed it.
Yeah.
Beatings.
Shoot. Beatings.
Beatings. A gun on mine is shot. What
despise?
The hell is Coldfield?
Coldfield. See if they do. They change it on this one. Is this a new one? Laughter, despise, shot. No, it's the same. Dog barking. Minions.
Oh, I don't have that.
There's an awkward button on this one. You kind of don't know what the sounds you're gonna get whenever
So I guess you're right. I guess. When they buy it, they figure, well, that's a stupid sound. Let's put in our own.
Yeah. They go, nah, I'd rather have PUBG than, or 9,277.
Was the weirdest thing for someone to say, oh my God.
There it is. There it is. Now, this is a welcome deal. Who knows how much
it's a welcome deal. But, oh my God.
Yeah, there it is for $6, it looks like. Something like that.
That one has the numbers for the song.
This one looks like yours.
Yes.
Oh, wait. Din Din? It didn't. Din Din.
Yes, Ding Ding. I had Ding. This is exactly mine.
Oh, yeah, it was supposed to be Ding Ding, and it sounds like a person saying, Din Din.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. I think they couldn't find a bell.
That's pretty funny.
Eric Duckman said that he sees it for $10.40. I guess it not as not a welcome deal.
Yeah, $10.40.
You get it for $10.40.
Funny. Anyway. Funny. Cool. I like the $16. Not that bad.
You'll get it the next day if you
exactly.
want.
Exactly. Okay. Now that was not. Right. I saw no sticks.
No, exactly. I believe this is the sticky situation here.
Forget build a better mousetrap. Someone needs to come up with a better kind of double stick tape.
Okay. Mm.
On the show, we've tried what atomic tape and
oh my alien tape,
anyway, alien tape,
Asada double-sided tape, gel pad, washable, traceless gel mounting pads. Okay. 48 of them, and they come square, like this, and they come in circles, okay? Now, what you do is you take one. Now, I already used one over there, and I'll show you. We'll see if it works or not. The object here is to stick it on. Stick this on the back of something, okay? I should have gotten, you know, I'm going to...
It looks massive.
Stick it on to this, all right? And then...
Oh, another one stuck on you.
This is the part that does not work. I cannot...
And this is so riotous.
Get this peeled off.
Because suddenly...
Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Oh, my gosh.
I ruined three of them trying to get that off.
I did get that. I'm going to pull it off all the way because it says you can easily take it off, reposition it, wash it if it gets dirty, okay? And as many of the reviews said, they are so thin, you can't do any of that.
Oh, no.
Okay. So now I'm just trying to get it
off of.
I'm just trying to get it
off back
the
off
thing
the
it
thing.
Comes
is
on.
It comes on it. Yeah.
All right.
I see. Without that right, back part, it's just too.
We're going to go to.
It's just too fragile.
You can reposition it, wash it, as I said. So I stuck this on a mirror because. I mean, a mirror, can you get a flatter surface that something should stick to? And this sticks really well, okay? Now, I hung it on upside down. So I have to turn it around, and it should be a breeze because this stuff is easily...
Reusable, like it said.
Yes. I didn't think about breaking my... Oh, God. About breaking the mirror. Easily... I cannot.
Repositionable, take it off, use it multiple times.
This is good. That's really good, isn't it? You can take this off and wash it. All right, I'm going to just try and see if I can stick it back on with the hook straight up. And that will at least say you could reuse it. All right, so now that is this. And this is a non-working light, which is fine because I didn't want it shining in my eyes of the camera. You know what? This works pretty well. Now, of course, the thing is, a mirror, you cannot get a better surface because it's flat. I cleaned the mirror first. So it works fine for that. The thing is, the fact that you can take it off... And use it else. You know what? I don't think, I bet you I'm not going to be able to get this back off my mirror. Oh, it's gently.
Well, Spaceman said twisting it off is much. If you twist it off, I don't think you're going to be able to use it again,
you know
right?
What? I have an idea that I, but the fact that it says you can reposition it. And if it gets dirty, you can wash it and use it over and over. No. I think not. All right. Now we're getting somewhere. But, if you have a place, if you have a use for this, let me know and I'll mail it to you. I mean, I'm not going to put you through the agony.
Look, said I'm not putting that on anything.
I'm very disappointed in that. We'll have Chad go to, it's the cheap. I'll have Chad check Amazon and see how much they are.
Interesting. It seems like if it was a thicker product that could hold together, it might work. But this one was too
thin. I like the idea of them pre-shaped.
Yeah.
I think that makes it really easy. They were $8. The ratings aren't a disaster. But the ones,
yeah, the radi- 1 millimeter is your issue.
1 millimeter.
That's the issue.
I like that that 1 millimeter is pretty thick in that drawing.
Yes, exactly.
And I'm going to see how long. So with the GoPro,
sorry, I actually played a different thing. I think that if you had gotten a thicker one, then
yes,
it would have been better.
Someone in the chat room said that it seems like I bought a very cheap version.
Tang in the chat room was saying that they absolutely love these things. They love the big size and that they can cut them to any size that they want.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, so it seems like there's some lovers of this, but yeah, I agree with... I think that the next time you should try to find a few features, like that easy peel off, like the backing would be nice. It'd be thicker. Yeah. I'm still nervous about these things though, because like mine, the Alien tape was bad. Like the Alien tape almost ruined a plate of mine forever because it would
and
not
Alien
come
tape
off.
Was thick, right? Alien
it was tape thick. Was... It was thick. But like, but I think the adhesive was more adhesive.
Then it should have been.
Well, then these other, I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was.
I'm just looking. Oh no, it's still up under my mirror. I didn't get it off. I have to be in a good mood and.
Yeah, and spend some time at
it. And spend some time and maybe get a hairdryer.
Yeah. Interesting product, though. I like the pre-cut nature of it.
Yeah, I do, too. You know,
I could see that if I had to attach a lot of stuff, like in a store, maybe, where I wanted to make it look nice, you know?
Yeah.
You slap those down. Mm-hmm. Okie dokie.
Okay, on with...
That is one sticky situation.
A replay of something we've done before, but in a different shape and I think more kid-like.
What's in a name? Okay, on Amazon, this 4-star projector, galaxy nightlight, astronaut starry nebula, ceiling LED lamp, okay? I'm looking for stuff for ABC, and I thought this would also be good for Gizwiz. When the box comes, it turns out that it's just projection light.
It's one way to not have to change the name.
All right, but it looks like what that thing is. It is a... All right.
He's itty bitty.
What is this guy... Let's take his visor off, okay? He has one of those protective seals. And, oh, it's magnetic. Okay, this is neat. All right, so, this is good. Once we get that, it's a little wonky. Oh, wait, hang on. He comes with dirt.
Or moon rocks or something.
Let's mount him with the holes here. Okay. You know, I guess you don't charge him. I assume he probably just runs from a USB plug. All right. So I will make sure that the remote has batteries in it, and then we'll come back. All right, the remote control had a battery in it and had one of those little plastic spaces in it, which I slid out. Now there's a big on button, so we'll shut the light. And let me turn this away from Dennis in case I don't want it to shine on him or in the camera. All right, let's turn this. Oh, wow. Oh, this is great. All right, now we had the Mecha Warrior, but you know what? This actually has enough stars to fill the entire studio from one end to the other. It covers the whole ceiling, so that's pretty neat. All right, this is pretty neat. And I have no idea what these very functions are. Oh, you can knock the stars out. You can vary the colors behind the stars.
This is the first product that said improve with a wider scope.
Not funnier, but it's a
that I think really is a wider scope because it. I was able to do stars over the entire ceiling,
which kids might like. I think it's very cute. It has a plug in the back. All right, so it's not battery operated. Comes with the remote. Oh, comes in various colors. Ooh, we have a black astronaut with sort of a gold visor. That's pretty neat. And it is $28. All right. And, oh, wow. 3,118 reviews, 4.6 out of 5 stars. It's a cute little guy. And it's more compact than the... Is that burning the camera out? Is that okay? All right. Very good.
That little spaceman's pretty cool.
Yeah, and the price, I checked right before the show, it's down to $16.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know how long that limited deal is. Also, something that I didn't realize till I looked at it closer, if you lose the remote, oh, you can see there, he has buttons on his back, and you can do several things without the remote.
That is awesome.
And also what's fascinating is they did change that big type because in my video, it says 2 timers included. There is no timer. But now they've redone the copy.
Oh, and that's so funny. They took it out. They got a complaint.
Yeah, they took it out. They took it out. They took it out and they dropped it by $10. Oh my God, is that it for $12?
Well, there's all sorts of them here, right? Here's this one's for $23. And I will tell you, the first time I saw you pull yours out, I was thinking, have you heard of shrinkflation? Because I have almost the exact same but he's bigger than yours. He's much larger than yours. I was like, oh my gosh, it's the same one, but he's tiny. And he has the same buttons on the back that you can change stuff with and everything.
That is a riot.
But he's bigger. You can tell, right? That he's like just bigger than yours.
So he doesn't need a stand, right?
He has a stand. When I grabbed him real fast, I forgot to grab it.
Okay, that's so funny.
Yeah, yeah. But he's just a bit bigger. Now, I cannot remember how much I paid for him, but I think yours is way less expensive. It's funny because even the LED, this is where the laser comes out, which is the exact same on yours.
Oh, and then
it's like they needed, I don't know, they just copied this product or someone copied something. But
yes, that is a riot.
But yeah, I have the same, basically the same. It is a very different product.
Yes, it is the same because it says that one arm is movable and you have the movable arm.
Both of them are on mine.
Oh, both of them are. Let me see on mine. Yeah.
But the head works exactly the same.
Yes.
But it is a completely different design. Like you can, it's funny, we can hold them up. Like the backpack is slightly different.
Yeah. My backpack has the buttons on it. Yours has backpack with buttons?
Yeah, same.
Oh my God.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah. The only thing is your guy looks like has curls on his head.
Yeah. He has like three, he has like a weird like.
Yeah.
A,
my guy doesn't have that.
It's almost like a sensor retinue on top.
Yeah.
Yeah, anyway, so the Spaceman Nebula Projector is a very big category on Amazon, apparently. So much so that there's products upon products that are exactly the same but slightly different.
This one
seems great. What?
Does yours play? You know what? This guy has a speaker in his head.
Oh. No. It might be an exhaust. It might be just for heat.
Oh, okay. Yes. I see what you see. Yeah. Okay.
But yeah, this is great. And the funny thing is, this is I love this guy. Same thing. His head is so it's
magnetic.
So,
it's so clever.
I know. It's so easy to move it wherever you want because of how it's done.
The Mecha Warrior is like a click neck, and I'm always afraid I'm going to break it.
Yeah, it's like the perfect thing. And then I agree. I really enjoyed the Starfield that it does and the Nebula that it does. So I've enjoyed it.
And now for what was it under $20, right?
Yeah, under $20. Price? Here, let me zoom up to the top here, but yes, there it is.
$16.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, these are great.
Pretty nice.
Okie dokie. Well, with that, let's move on to a little bit of a crappy situation.
You don't need it, but you might want it at Chad's Crappy Corner. Get it.
Like I mentioned, our poor patrons didn't have a voice this month, so I had to come up with a theme on my own, and I decided it is the holidays. So let's go with a Christmas theme. So we found some Christmas gadgets, and that will be the theme this month. So let's take a look at our first video. Hey Diggy D, as you know, we had a bit of an issue with the Patreon poll, so I decided to take things in my own hands and look for Christmas gadgets. So here is the first gadget. Head to go check out Five Below. This is only a $5 ornament, but as you can see, it isn't just an ornament. It's also a wireless Bluetooth speaker. It's interesting that you can actually pair multiple of these together, and then the whole tree can be musical, which I think is just super duper fun. On the back, it mentions a few of its features. It does not have a very long playtime, only 2 hours. But let's get it out of the box and see what it sounds like and how it works. And here is the ornament. So on one side, it's pretty ugly, honestly. It just has like plastic molding and a sticker. And the other one, the grill of the speaker is this kind of nice snowflake. And at the bottom is the singular power button and a micro USB port. It comes with a tiny, crummy little cable for you to charge it. It did have some charge already, which is nice. Comes with a ribbon. You have to tie it yourself. That is, it doesn't, factory decided not to tie that for you. And instructions, but it's pretty simple. Once you turn it on, it's in pairing mode, paired it to a phone. So let's see, what is this amazing speaker gonna sound like? We're gonna play some Taylor Swift here. And this is as turned up as it gets. It's pretty quiet. It's a pretty good sound. Now this is as loud as it gets. Not loud at all. And we can turn it down just a bit. So yeah, getting a few would probably be, if you wanted like a lot of sound from your tree, that would definitely be something to do. But not bad for $5. It's adorable. It's kind of cute. We can turn it up to, this is about 50% volume, and then all the way back up to 100%. There you go. Okay. So a few things to note is that this is charged via the USB, not through like anything that could actually work on a tree. So that would have been a really cool thing that they could have included in some way to charge it from like normal Christmas tree lights so it stays on all the time. Really the only extra feature that kind of wish they had. Like I said, I got this at Five Below for only $5, and you can get a few to put all over your tree. And that is the first of our Christmas gadgets. Okay, okay.
Yeah, that's pretty.
I mean,
did it have other colors too, or just
they did? Two? They did. Oh. So yeah, and I saw these when I picked it up in store, and they had a few colors in stock. And
oh, red's nice too. Yeah. Red and silver. Yeah, they're great.
Yeah, yeah, definitely, definitely. It's, I mean, basically the main selling point is that it's only $5. know, you could get three of these for 15 and then actually, you know, have a little bit of good sound. The 2 hour battery life really is a big bummer. I wish that it lasted longer. I wish that it would last like the length of a party. Like, give me at least 10 hours, you know, so that I could set it up for a cool little party all night long. But there you go. The $5 Five Below ornament. Kind of adorable. I like it.
Yeah, I think so too.
Okie dokie. With that, let's head to the Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
They're geeky and they're goofy. Together they are loopy. When gadgets pass away, he takes them out to play in Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
Foghorn.
Our video is from Mo. And Mo said, Dick, I'm trying some new stuff. I'm shooting videos in 360 degrees. And here's a sample going over the George Washington Bridge.
This is so cool because it looks like just a video.
Yes.
But
until you get your mouse.
You can get your mouse over this and click and drag it to look wherever you want. Look at that.
You can look behind you.
See, and this is Mo recording this.
That's Mo recording that.
You can see, is Mo down there? Look for Mo. No, I can't see him.
Oh, it's hard to tell. So I thought it was pretty neat. So I emailed Mo and I said, Mo, what is your setup to do that? And he sent me a link to another video that shows how he does it.
So here's his video.
Battery, it always has a battery in it. Do this at your own risk. I think the manufacturer suggests not doing this, so you do this at your own risk. It's how important the time is to you. I switching batteries was not a very good thing. It's not a very good thing. It, you know, I can't pull over on the highway and charge. Let me get started. So this is my situation. It's glass, one of those 360 type of sunroofs. So there's no metal at all. So I'm going to remove the lens cover. And be very careful. I mean, I don't have the cap, but be very careful with the lens itself. So one of the first things I do is to make sure that it is charging. As you can see, it is charging the battery. So that means the power is coming off of this thing here, and it's four solid lights. So now
so
I center
the camera. 360,
I open up my sunroof, and this is the middle of the car right here. So I try to center it visually.
Oh, cool. It's
this
like a,
way
yeah, like
to
a,
the actual camera. This is how it looks.
It's just suction cupped onto the glass,
and then
really tight.
I put this on, but I need two hands because if I put it too close,
oh,
it's just
a
one
magnet?
Hand.
It
oh, it's
it,
magnetic.
It makes me nervous. I don't want to break the glass.
Oh, he could have used one of those sticky pads.
This is a Joby bendable, collapsible mini iPad mount that I put on so that I can easily snap it up and then close the cover for my sunroof if it's too sunny. I can actually literally close it, and because I can bend it, I can get it kind of out of the way, and the sunroof gets up to about here. When I need to remove it, I can easily just pull on it, and I usually open the sunroof, hold this, and pull them apart, because it becomes very difficult to pull this out if there's no
handle,
you know, something with leverage. It's almost impossible.
As it should be. So, it's holding on the camera.
The stick lets me pull it out, but also this lets me pull it out from below. That way this doesn't just fall into the car so that I don't lose it and look for it. So
this is the way I have it, and it doesn't move at all.
And I just noticed
Mo is in chat.
I'm hoping I get no actual issues whatsoever. So I usually don't have anything with my GoPro, so I'm hoping I don't have anything with the Insta360 X4. And then I close it. And what I mean is that now, if I don't want the sun, I can close the other part of the sunroof. It's coming across now. As you can see, there's enough room to go all the way. But I usually just leave it like that so I can pay attention to the actual connection. This is the microfiber and the lens cover that I use. And what I do is I shove the microfiber in here and then keep it, I'll open up the center console and just keep it in here. So I don't lose it, so that whenever...
Mo says there's a 10K battery stick.
And I don't lay it down by accident on something...
So, Mo, is that several hours
my connection
of running the camera?
Preview remote.
Oh, my God.
So cool that it has a...
Oh, how great. I was going to ask if you can monitor it.
State right there.
That's
amazing. I plug it into my car.
Wow, what an accessory.
And again, I don't suggest this, but I keep it constantly charging through a USB connection on my car. I'm getting a great picture.
7 hours.
Seven hours.
I have a 1 terabyte micro SD card in there, SanDisk. And it says I got 10 hours and 25 minutes for recording, battery. And I'll let you know at the end how everything goes, the amount of time and everything.
Well, it's magnetic, right?
Finished
the mount.
My shoot for that day. I'll leave a link below to the video I made that day. I'll see if I have a short version so you can get an idea. The link will be below on my channel for drive-through walkthrough, and you'll see the final output of the video that I made for my other channel. So with the 360 camera and my setting it up and my testing, I ended up, and this is my set. These are just bags that I use. I mean, this is exactly what I use, my whole setup, the remote. The two magnets just stick to each other, keeps it on the glass, doesn't move, a USB-C, A to USB-C, and the 360 camera with no lens protector. With the 10,000 mAh battery stick, this right here, I got about 5 hours continuous 360 video recording at 8K 30 frames per second. So that means it probably averaged about 40 minutes with the regular battery in the camera. And then the stick itself provided over four hours. Now the difference is, of course, this is going to use much more power than my GoPro. But when I film with my GoPro at 5K, my GoPro gives me a little over 7 hours total. So it's an hour off the GoPro battery, or a little bit less than an hour, and then over 6 hours battery stick. So it's about a 2 hour difference in total. But it's fine with me. I get some very interesting shots with the 360 video, and I'm happy that I purchased it. I'm making a lot of 8K. It says 8K on YouTube. I don't have an 8K monitor, so I can't tell. But it looks great with my 4K display. I don't have an 8K display, but I have a 4K, and it looks awesome, even when I set it at 8K. But to run it at that high, you need a high bandwidth ISP. I have 1 gig up and down, so I'm pretty good. Takes a long time to upload the videos with the 360. I make them as high as I could, 265, the lowest. ProRes 422, if I can get it under 260 gigs, because that's the max for uploading to YouTube. So again, that's my setup. If you have any questions, please feel free to ask them below. Thank you for watching. Please like and subscribe. Bye now.
Woohoo!
Very nice. Awesome. Very nice.
That is amazing.
Boy, I would trust, you have to really trust that magnet.
I think so. I yeah, you do.
No, no. He said that it's so strong, he has to carefully put it up so it doesn't smash the glass. So that must be. What does the camera cost? Is that where you are, Chad? On the
yeah,
website?
So I'm just checking out the Insta360 website. Let's see. What is one of these thingies? $330 for the camera. And then, you know, you could probably get a bundle that has a whole bunch of stuff.
The camera's only $330?
Yeah, standard bundle, which is just says the camera.
Oh, my gosh.
It's a tiny website. There we go. But, yeah. Electronics are so weird, Diggy D. I don't understand why you can buy that for $350, but there's like a ton of other things way more expensive. I really want to see how much that little monitor was. That was so cool.
The monitor was great.
That was like the neatest little thing. The car bundle. I don't see it.
Mo, do you remember what the monitor
that is
cost?
Really neat. I that it was just so slick. I'm amazed by the you know, the accessory integration, just how perfectly that looked. Very cool. Very, very cool. It's way neat. I mean, I love this. I'm so excited about the 360 cameras. I can't wait till VR cameras get out there a little bit better. I know Apple's working with Canon to make a lens for their cameras that will work with the same Vision Pro style codec that Apple is using, that massive version of their VR or video. So this stuff is so cool. I love the 360 stuff and the VR stuff. It's
no,
really
Sims
crazy.
For Rachel even said, I thought the camera would be about $1,000.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's great.
So, but hey, if anyone wants to see some, go ahead.
It's the Instant 3 360
remote. I see.
Yeah.
Let's see if I can get
$135.
Yeah.
That's pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah, I agree. I like that this is $135, but like, I mean, like a meal at a restaurant for three could cost that much if you spend a lot.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's kind of what I mean. It's like, yeah, it's expensive as heck. It's an expensive piece of thing, but really for a monitor for a 360 degree camera that is specially made just for that camera, only costing $135,
I know,
is an incredible price for such a specific and what looks like to me a well made and engineered product.
Yeah.
Maybe
the idea is they'll just sell a ton of them.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, it's great. Mo, this is great. Mo, thank you.
And if people want to find more of Mo's videos, please head on over to his channel. You're checking it out right there on the screen. Drive through.
And I'll have all these links on my website, too.
Yeah. Yeah. So you can check out his 360-degree videos.
I think he has dozens of them.
Yeah. Yeah. So please check those out. Thanks, Mo, for the video. With that, let's move on to the letter.
Become the letters, your lovely letters. Become the kiss with letters now.
Now.
Letters from Jeffrey Smolovitz, who says, I saw last week's show where you showed the dog collar. I bought one a few years ago. It works well. It's a simple idea. The best part is buy several and you can have nighttime ring toss games. And here they are. You can get them for $10 a piece.
Yeah.
You know, how many rings do you need for ring toss? Is it four?
I don't know if I've ever actually played ring toss.
Oh, okay.
Four sounds right.
Yeah.
I like these. I guess these are like, they remind me of the those gel things you crack, you know?
Yes, exactly.
Those things, but battery operated.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Anyway, that's a great idea. Thank you, Jeffrey.
That. Yeah, yeah, $10, and then you get a light up dog. That's great. That's really
very
great.
Very funny.
Thank you, Jeffrey, for sending that over. We forgot to remind people where they can send in their videos for the warehouse.
Okay, we have one from Ian for next week, but we need more videos, especially if you haven't sent in a video at all. So easy, just use your phone. Doesn't have to be 360. Doesn't have to be high quality like Mo. Anything, just use your smartphone, horizontal format, and anything to do with a gadget. We love if you have old tech in the basement or the attic, something that was so hot years ago and is now almost laughable how much it cost back then, or something you just bought and love, something you just bought and hate, anything to do with a gadget, 1 to 3 minutes with the video, take it and upload it on YouTube. There's a drop-down menu, click unlisted, and that way only people you send the URL to will be able to see it. And of course, our audience, because we put the URL in our show notes. Mail@gizwiz.tv. Mail@gizwiz.tv. And do it, okay? We have one left, so do it soon. I don't have any sound.
That was my bad. I had a cough. With that, I want to say a big thank you to our patrons over at patreon.com/GizWiz. Thank you, everybody, for your support of our show. If you want to support the show, please head on over to patreon.com/GizWiz. And if another way to support the show is the CES fundraiser, which is going on right now, gizwiz.tv. That's our website. And there's a banner at the top of the website to support there. We're using Ko-fi to support us that way. And that'll help go towards the goal if you support from that page. Thank y'all so much for your support already of our trip to CES. Gizwiz.tv is where you can watch the show live just about every Thursday, 4:30 Pacific, 7:30 Eastern time. Whenever we're live, the website will update with the live stream, so just check it out around that time. And if we have any schedule changes, it should be at the top of the website. You can also catch any of our previous episodes there, gizwiz.tv, or on our YouTube page or Apple Podcasts, all over the internet. Head on over to Dickie D's website, gizwiz.biz, where he writes articles about all of the gadgets that we talk about on the show. So if you ever need a link back or a reminder about any of the gadgets that we talked about, gizwiz.biz, that's where you go. While you're there, play What the Heck Is It? This is the game show online. This is the entire gadget, not just a piece or a part of the gadget. This is not the Insta 360. This is the Procrastination 360. if you, like me, are a procrastinator, this gadget is for you, the Procrastinator 360. It doesn't record anything in 360 degrees. If you think you know what this is, get a guessin' over at gizwiz.biz. That wraps it up for our show. We'll see you next week.
I'll be here.